Can I speak to Mr. Atkinson, please?
Yes, please.
Hi, Alex. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're looking into your Scottish redress case. Are you okay to talk for a second, Alex?
I never.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Alex, all of our calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. I just need to explain to you, Mr. Atkinson, what my job is. My job as a senior investigator is to write to all the local authorities of the care settings that you stayed with to gather as much information as I possibly can for you. What I'll then do is I'll then come back to you with all the information. We'll go back through all of your statements and then we'll submit your case to Scottish Redress. Okay. Alex, I am going to ask some pretty taxing questions, not about your statements. It's more about the impact of the trauma has had on you later on in life. Just so I can figure out, do I need to write to any other, like your GP, any psychiatrist, psychotherapists, just so I can get as much information as I can for you.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay, Alex.
Yeah. What it was is my last name phoned, my dad gave permission for me to speak for him, but for the things you just said there, I'll make it young my dad for that. Dad.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
I'm Alexander Atkinson as well, I'm his son.
Oh, that's not confusing, is it, Alex? That's great. Yeah, if your dad could just jump on and say I give permission for my son to speak.
He's going to take the phone through the kitchen to get the signal, but so it'll cut the signal phone straight back.
Sorry?
He's going to take the call, but he's going to take it through in the kitchen, and the house has got a bad signal, so it cuts out. It's not him, it's from hanging up.
Yeah, I'll call you straight back, Alex.
Yeah, that's fine. Here you go.
Hello?
Is that Mr. Atkinson?
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Your son said that you would give permission for him to speak on your behalf.
Aye.
Okay. My name's Michael, sir. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're looking into your redress case. Is it information you want me to share with your son?
No, it's okay, mate. It's okay. Well, it's just I didn't know what kind of information you wanted. I wasn't sure.
I also matter, Alex, is I'm a senior investigator, so I'll write through all the care settings, the local authorities of the care settings that you stayed in as a child. What I also want to do is have a chat with you and see what the impact of your time in care has on you as an adult. Like, have you suffered from any sort of substance abuse, alcoholism, depression?
Yeah.
And if you have, obviously, I can write to your GP then, and I can get all your medical data, so I can submit it, so we can give you the best chance of getting the most amount of money from Scottish Redress. Do you suffer with depression, Alex?
Well, no, not really, no.
No. Have you suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance abuses?
Yeah, both.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Both alcohol. And is your GP aware of these?
Yeah, I do have my record.
Okay. GP is aware. Do you still suffer from these, Alex? Sorry.
No. I don't touch any drugs or alcohol now.
Perfect. Congratulations, sir.
It was a long journey.
Yeah. I mean, the path that you started on wasn't fantastic. It just probably knocked you into that alcoholism and substance abuse path, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I do have to speak to you about it. What substance was it, Alex, if you don't mind me asking?
I ended up in heroin.
Okay. was you homeless at any point, Alex, or was you?
Was I what, Johnny?
Was you homeless? Was you without?
No, no.
Okay.
No, well, most of my life was spent in institutions or prison.
Okay. Been in and out of prison. Okay. I'm going to get, if it's okay with you, and with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP to get information. Is that okay, Alex?
Yeah,
I'm sure I'll do everything with your permission and your blessing. Can I take your GP's details, please?
Yes, are you different doctors each time ago? It's Victoria Practice.
Victoria Practice. Okay.
Glover Street Medical Centre.
Glover Street? Did you say Glover?
Yeah. Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R.
Perfect. Glover Street Medical Centre?
Yeah, first.
Okay. So I'm going to write to your doctor, Alex. You've already signed the documentation that gives me the authority to do that. So I don't need anything from you at the minute. But what I am going to do is I'm going to write to the authorities, Liberton Children Home, and also Baldovian Industrial School for Boys. I'll write to their local authorities, and I'll get that information, and I'll give it to you.
No problem.
If you want it. But what we will do, Alex, is we will discuss, you know, your time in each of these institutions.
Yeah.
So we can write you. Obviously, you've gone through a statement with one of our customer care. But, you know, with the information in front of you, unfortunately, may kick up some more information that you want to present on your behalf. I'll also write to your GP. I'll get all your medical records. Was there any involvement at the time when you were in care with the police?
Sorry, what did you say there?
Was there any involvement with the police around your time in care?
Yeah.
Okay. What did that look like? Well, what did that entail, Alex?
What do you mean?
So, did you run away? Was you brought back?
Yeah, I was always running away.
Okay. From case of things. Are there any police, or are you aware of any police reports? Did you report any of the abuse that you suffered? Or,
No.
I believe you at the time, probably, but...
No, I never reported anything, no.
Okay. Was there any hospital trips because of abuse in care?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Alex, I'm going to gather all the information. It's going to take a little while, anywhere between 6 to 8 months.
It's okay.
These places don't get back very quickly.
That's okay.
Sorry, one second. What I'm then going to do is I'm going to come back to you. We're going to go through all the care settings, all the information that I've got. Do you have any witnesses to
not to the
abuse, Alex, to the effects the abuse has on you later on? Have a little think of that between now and then. It may be worth us getting some witness statements. You know, Alex has suffered from heroin addiction because of his childhood trauma, and, you know, stuff like that, just so we can substantiate your claim.
Okay.
While in care, just give me a sec. Okay. Have you got any questions for me, Alex, on
No, that's straightforward, isn't it? Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So, just to let you know, Alex, there are three ways in which you could have done or could have applied through Scottish Redress. You could have actually applied for Scottish Redress yourself. So that's, you go on the government website, you would apply for it yourself. And then you're down to, you know, how the government then treats you, how you then get, how much you get. There's a secondary way, which is through a law firm who participates in the government legal fee scheme. And they get paid a flat rate of £2,000 for helping you apply. What we do at MMA Legal is we've entered into a private funding agreement with you, or private fee agreement, should I say. What we're going to do is gather as much information as we possibly can to get you the, you know, substantiate your claim, to get you hopefully the best result we possibly can.
Okay.
Our fees will max out, Alex, at 20%. That's including any VAT. It's a genuine no win, no fee. So you won't owe us any money. If you lose, which obviously you won't,
okay,
or hopefully you won't, you'll never be in debt to us unless you win, and you'll never pay more than 20%.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Those, Alex?
Yeah, very happy.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much, buddy. What I'm going to do, Alex, is I'm going to give you a call every few weeks just to check in, basically, let you know my progress. If I've hit any brick walls anywhere, if you can think of any other opportunities or any other avenues I can go, we'll just build your case between me and you now from now on. You'll only ever speak to me from MMA Legal. So if anyone else rings you, either ask for me. If they can't put me on, then best not speaking to them, buddy, if that's okay.
That's okay.
And then me and you, between us, we will
do
a case.
Brilliant. That's great, man.
Perfect. Alex, do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, everything's straightforward. Thanks very much.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much for your time, Alex.
Thank you.
In a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you. Bye, mate.
Bye-bye.